Let us take a look at some credit card solicitations. Now, some of these, the first several, are from before the Credit Card Act of 2009 took effect. And we'll see how they used to be able to screw people over. And now we'll see some solicitations afterwards and see how they're changing their tactics to screw people now. So the first slide has a tasty advert from Providian, which is a big credit card company. And they are offering you, or did, this was a few years back, this is 2009, they were offering the Credit Card Act of 2009 was passed in 2009, but it didn't take effect until I think the beginning of 2011. It took a couple of years before it became it went into effect. So these ads, even though it looks like, well, it's after the Credit Card Act, no, it didn't take effect for some time. So here they're offering you 0% fixed annual percentage rate on purchases until April 2010. When you transfer a balance, you see? So you'll get 0% on the purchases, but you have to transfer a balance. And there's no annual fee, and they don't hit you with the balance transfers fees that they're doing now. See, terms and conditions on back of letter define that you're being charged 19.9% or 24.9% on the transfer of the balance. And before the Credit Card Act of 2009, the credit card companies would apply any payments to the 0% interest rate first. So before they started applying any of your payments to the 19.9% or 24.9% balance, you had to pay off completely in full the 0% money. Not anymore. Now, because of the new act, after January, I think, 2011, the company must apply any amount over the minimum payment to the highest interest rate balance. If you just make the minimum payments, they apply that to the lowest interest rate. So all the more reason for you to make more than the minimum payment or just not make love, not loans. Anyway, let's continue. Here's another example, but this is in reverse. They give you a 3.99% fixed annual percentage rate on the balance transfers, and that is not a teaser rate, an introductory rate, sometimes called the teaser rate. That stays with you for as long as you have that balance, as long as you have the balance on the balance transfers. But what's the interest rate on the purchases? See, terms and conditions on back of letter, you know, whatever it is, 18.9% or whatever. And look how they get you to make a purchase. Free gift after your first card within 6 months. So you see, they're going to cha-ching you on the purchases, and they give you a free gift. I think it's a snake knife or an ice crusher or something. I don't know. Anyway. Yeah. All right. And this one is allowing you to see your credit line, credit access score for free. So I don't know if they're charging extra for that, but that was several years ago. Now, the next slide shows another one of the fees that they try to get you, and that's a credit protection fee. The fee for credit protection, which is charged to your account, is 79 cents per $100. Now, maybe that sounds like a lot. Maybe it doesn't sound like a lot. But, folks, that's over 10% a year, annual percentage rate. But, see, they don't have to show APR because this is not interest. This is a credit protection fee. And do you want to sign up for these credit protection fee scams? I mean, services? No, as we saw in Chapter 5, virtually anything they do for you, you can do for free. So why pay 10% on your money, or more than 10%, to have something that you could get for free? Slide number 4. Here's another one that tries to sign you up for credit protection. This is from U.S. Bank, and this is one that's fairly egregious, as we'll see on the next couple of slides. Yeah, I don't know if you can read any of that because it's so small. If you download the entire presentation, and you could certainly enlarge it, but there's two places for you to sign. The actual signature for the credit application is at the bottom. This is the signature for credit protection. And I think they did it that way so you get confused and sign the first one as well as the second one. Or if you just sign the first one, maybe there's something in contract law that says, oh, he meant to sign or she meant to sign both, so we'll just take that. And this one, if you blow it up, you'll see it's only 75 cents per $100 for stuff that you could do for yourself. And speaking of small print, here is the back of that application. And notice that there are two interest rates, and they're variable. And if you read the fine print, you will find out that you will not know which one you're getting until after you've applied. After you've signed the agreement and they accept you, you will then know how much you're going to pay. And the rest of it is on the next slide, and of course you read all of it, didn't you? Slide number 7. Here's an interesting one, and I haven't seen these people. I only saw them once, and then never saw them again. I don't know who they are, but they're asking you to pay for a credit card application. Enclose a check or money order. Both credit cards, only $37.50. You save over $20. They're going to charge you $29 or $29 to apply for a Visa or a MasterCard. And then if there's two of you, they add $10. And if you want rush service, add $6. I don't know who these people were, folks. New Millennium Bank, I didn't research them, but what a scam to pay to apply. Then they could just turn you down and send you another one. Say, hey, we got a live one here. Let's steal another $40 from them. This is Providian, and slide number 8. And this is no longer legal. Let's read this. The default annual percentage rate. Each time you default under any Providian account agreement because you fail to make at least the minimum payment by the payment due date, exceed your credit line, make a payment to us that is not honored by your bank, or are reported as delinquent on an account with any other creditor, the annual percentage rates, including any introductory rates for new and existing balances in any balance category, may increase up to 29.99%, or to the prime rate plus 25.74%, whichever is greater. You're going to penalize me for missing a payment on some other credit card? I just never understood how these people could get away with this, and now it is outlawed. It is not allowed in the new credit card legislation. Sure, you can penalize me for messing up on my account, but with you, but on my account with somebody else, you're going to... Ooh. Okay, now, let's now take a look at a solicitation after the Credit Card Act. And recently, the ones I've been getting have been far more advantageous to the consumers. I don't know if that's just because it's my wife and I have better credit than many people, obviously, because I make love, not loans, and or just because the competition must be getting stiffer for good suckers. I mean, suitable hosts for the parasites. No, I'm talking about, I'm sorry, I mean customers. Because this one's not actually too bad. They give you a 0% interest on your purchases for 12 months, and balance transfers for 18 months. Oh, so that's not bad, you know, What are the strings attached? Well, let's see. Go to the next slide. And you'll see they're going to charge you 3% on your balance transfer fees during the introductory offer, and then 5% on any other balance transfer fees. So how are they making their money on that 0% balance transfer fee? Balance transfer interest rate offer, they are charging you an upfront fee of up to 5% on the balance transfers. Several years ago, the credit card companies did not charge this fee, and there were people who would borrow the money at 0% and then go out and get a CD at 3 or 4%. But that's, you know, before the 2007, 2008, and 2009 financial turmoil, because CDs are now paying almost nothing, 0.3% or So this doesn't work anymore, especially if you're paying 3% in one day. That is thousands of a percent per year, because if you multiply 3% times 365 days, oh my goodness, they're just making money hand over fist. If people are actually taking advantage of these things, I don't know anybody who is. I assume that people are, because they're sending them out like crazy. 3% in one day. Wouldn't you like to? Yeah, anyway, let's continue. Now, this one, they spent a lot of money on this thing. And I don't know if it looks good to you, but that passport looked like a real passport. I mean, they spent some bucks to put together this solicitation. Start earning free travel today. So this one was catered towards people who are interested in travel. He's got the balloons there and the picture of the plane on the credit card. And it's actually, folks, it's a really darn good offer. They were going to give you 0% for purchases for the first year, plus enough bonus points to get a free airline ticket once if you make $500 worth of purchases within 90 days. So I don't know about you, but I thought that was a pretty good deal, right? Is this enough of an incentive to acquire and use the card? Well, you as a consumer have to decide. But remember, the credit card companies are hoping that you will not pay off the balance within 1 year of your purchases and balance. I don't think this one didn't offer balance transfer fee. I mean, balance transfer at 0%. It was just purchases. And obviously, they know something about this individual that this individual must like to travel, or they, you know, that's why they're catering it to this person. Because watch what happens on the next one. Here's the back, right? All the fine print. The balance transfer fees were 3%. Cash advance were 3%. Well, that's typical. But then look at the foreign transaction fee. Right? They figure this person likes to travel. They'll go outside the country. And we'll hit them with a 2.7% transaction fee. Ha! 1% is typical for most credit cards. And some credit cards do not assess a foreign transaction fee. You might have heard of Capital One. That's their claim to fame. They say they're the best credit card for people who travel because we don't assess that 1% foreign transaction fee. And folks, it's pure profit for them. I mean, they just, so this company is saying, yeah, go with us. We will not. Capital One. Now, American Excuse, they're hitting you with almost 3%. You buy something for $100, whatever currency it's in, outside the United States, they'll hit you with almost $3 just for the privilege of, yeah. Anyway, last slide. Remember, even if you carry other credit cards, respond to this special offer and you can enjoy all of the benefits and savings that come with it. Complete the enclosed form and respond today. No comment. Well, all right, I will comment. This is what got us into this mess, getting people. You already have 15 credit cards. Yo, why not just get one more? All right, I apologize. My blood pressure has to go down. Take care, folks. Keep your back to the wall and your head down low when you deal with credit card companies, because they can't wait to put that needle in your arm and suck out your blood.